1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Immigration was front and center Thursday on the campaign trail as President Biden and former President Trump each made separate visits to the southern border. In Brownsville, Texas, Biden pushed bipartisan immigration legislation.
The U.S. Senate needs to reconsider this bill, and those senators who oppose it need to set politics aside and pass it on merits, not on whether it's going to benefit one party or benefit the other party.
Trump in Eagle Pass said,
"This is a Joe Biden invasion. This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years."
Former president today expected to attend a conference in Florida over the scheduling of his classified documents trial. Special counsel Jack Smith wanted to start July 8th. Yosemite National Park is closed as the West braces for up to 12 feet of snow in parts of the Sierra Nevada. And in Texas, crews continue to fight the largest wildfire in state history, more than 1,700 square miles. This is ABC News. The tax man's coming after thousands of top earners who owe money to the government.
This week, the IRS started sending out non-compliance letters to more than 25,000 people who earn more than $1 million a year and 100,000 who make at least $400,000 who failed to pay their taxes between 2017 and 2021. The program is funded in part by the Inflation Reduction Act. Last week, the agency announced it would open dozens of audits on private business jets used personally by executives and written off as tax deductions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The troubling rise in alcohol-related deaths in the U.S. up 20% in recent years. A new CDC study noting a spike in drinking during the pandemic that's continued. About 500 Americans died every day in 2021, women at a faster rate than men. And women's college basketball star Caitlin Clark says she will enter the WNBA draft this year. She plays at Iowa. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans who control the state's cash flow will not free up $125 million to fight PFAS pollution around Wisconsin. Governor Evers plans to veto a bill that includes that money, but offered to keep the money in to preserve the state's regulatory power. The Joint Finance Committee also removed an item Thursday for $15 million for healthcare services in and around Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Evers used his line item veto to expand the scope of that bill. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks make it 4 in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks winning streak continues with a 111-99 victory over the Hornets in Charlotte. The Bucks officially passing the ball. Giannis after the game.
I think guys are going to the right position. The ball is moving. Guys are making shots and like extending the court so you give Dame and myself space. The difference is that we know we have direction right now. We know what we're trying to get from every position. Every position counts and we are making shots. shots. Guys are making shots.
College basketball, the Badgers take on number 13th ranked Illinois tomorrow at noon. Baseball, the Brewers fall to the Rangers 7-5. That's Milwaukee's fifth loss in a row. Hockey, the Badgers men's team takes on Michigan State for a two-game series to wrap up the regular season and a chance to lock up the Big Ten. Does the team feel playoff pressure?
We'll see. You know, this is the first go-around for us as a group in this situation.
That's Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and mild today, up to 51 for a high this afternoon. A little breezy with wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. We may have a gust or two up to 25 or 30 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, sunny, 56. By Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. A beautiful morning all through Northeast Wisconsin. 35 degrees in Green Bay, 34 in Hampton, 32 in Oshkosh. Just a fantastic morning out there, heading into a fantastic weekend.
Right, 52 today.
Yep.
Like 63 on Sunday, John.
Yep. So we were just talking about that. So far, our poll, have you ever had Guppy's pedicure?
Well, I didn't think 100%, that was going to be high.
100% is no.
I didn't bet you on that. I'm just saying.
Well, we wagered a little bit. Just on pride. But Todd just brought up, well, first of all, you said you get manicures?
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Really?
Yes.
Todd, can we change the poll?
Okay.
How many guys have had manicures?
Okay, here's the bet, though. 20% will be yes. It'll be 80-20, but I'm just telling you, it's growing, but... How many men?
Okay, you know
there?
What? If I'm gonna make a wager with you.
Okay.
Can we make a wager?
Let's go get a manicure.
Get a manicure together.
Not together. I'll buy him one.
That's so cute.
No, he won't do anything with
together. He won't do anything with
We'll have somebody come in and give you manicures on the air.
Yeah, I would do that. It's a trickier.
There's
a lot of equipment though, it's not a lot of equipment, but they have to bring the warmer, you know, to dry your hands and yeah, that could happen.
The water, right. The paraffin.
Right. There's a little more to it than that.
Guys only.
It's not like
they're
clipping your nails.
All right.
All right. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
And let's talk to the first guy we have on the phone. Let's see if this guy. I would think this guy would have had one.
Yes.
Being a medical person. Mark right. Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Ever had a pedicure?
I was going to say, the answer is no.
Okay.
But that's feet.
How about a manicure?
I've never had any of them.
Okay.
Really?
All right. Welcome to my world, Mark.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's get a few morticians to call in. They all get manicures.
A few what?
Morticians. You know, they always have their perfectly manicured nails. A mortician.
Get some morticians to call in.
Where did this come from? You want Dom works for Ryan Funeral Home? Can I him call in? I don't think Dom's ever had a manicure.
If there's an industry with perfectly manicured nails, it's the morticians, isn't it? I mean,
did this come from?
I don't understand this.
He might be right.
He is right. I am right.
He is right.
Okay,
he's always right.
Okay. All right, Mark. We'll move on to other parts of the body. But how are you doing?
Hi, Mark.
I'm doing great. How are you guys
good,
doing?
Good.
Great weather coming
John
up.
John just talked about being a great day, but it's kind of cool. I'm one of those people. Okay, I'm done with winter. Let's start bringing it.
I agree. But it was so cold the last 2 days. That wind chill was ridiculous.
We'll take it.
Walking out this morning at 35, that felt good. But this weekend looks great. You're going to be proud of me, Mark. I even showed Dr. Kristen and Jim and Todd Emery. I did 10,000 steps the other day.
That's awesome, John.
Thank you.
And for the whole rest of the week, he's done almost 10,000 cumulatively.
And then they both go, how come the other thing, the orange parts are so low? And like one day it'd be like 240 steps. Yeah.
He's showing that phone around like Yeah, his wife had a baby. He just said, everywhere he went, he's like, see this? It's like, yeah, John, you showed it to me twice.
So let's check next Friday. How many steps can you get by next Friday?
Okay, we'll do that. Give me a goal, Mark.
735.
30.
Yeah.
30,000?
30 or 35.
35,000.
Yeah, I'll
35,000,
Chris? 40.
Oh.
Dr. Kristen? 40?
40.
40,000?
I'll say 40 and raise you.
It's supposed to be nice outside and you get out
you know what?
Walk.
I was just going to say that.
Okay, let me ask this. So is biking the same as walking if you're talking steps?
No. You don't burn as much calories. No.
But I'm going to also sit there and say, is it exercise? Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So anything is better than nothing.
But the problem with biking, it's like if you're going downhill, you're not doing anything, right? I mean, just along for the ride.
Well, if you're going downhill, you probably have to go uphill at some point, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, there you go.
What's a better...
Just don't find the downhill route.
Well, what do you think is a better calorie burner, fat burner, whatever you want to call it, biking or walking?
I think walking probably would be.
Okay. All right. Jim?
Yes, John.
I want to go...
What the doc said, what Mark said, is that you have a nice week coming up, so there's really no excuse.
What's yours?
I didn't take the bet.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Mark, I have a real question for you. So say I am someone who hasn't been super active, but I really am motivated and I'm excited about this beautiful weekend coming up and I want to get in shape. How do I start? Where do I start?
Yeah, let's talk about walking and biking. You know what? Bikes may not be down. I'm looking at bikes right up in our garage, but you know what? You can get out and you can walk, and let's just start by walking around the block or taking two or three blocks and walking around and just seeing how you're feeling after that. And then the next day doing maybe the same or adding another block. I think the problem is people don't do anything through the whole winter and then try to do it one time and bite off too much. And then they wake up and they're so sore. And they're like, I'm never doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing, though, too, like Natalie that lives here in the apartment complex from the Press Gazette, who we love having on, ran into her a couple times in the hallways here. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And she said, you know what? I'm doing my walk, but she said I'm doing like 10 minutes at a time, three times a day or something. It's okay to do that, isn't it? You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, the old thing in our era, Mark, was, you know, no pain, no gain, all those kind of things. Yeah. But it's okay if you do 3 10-minute walks versus 1 30-minute walk, it's the same effect, correct?
No, it's not the same.
Oh, okay, Dr. Schmidt.
Okay, I'll go, Mark. I didn't interrupt, but it's not. It's not. Because okay. You want to get your heart rate up and keep it up. And you don't, 10 minutes, it's...
But know. I don't think that has anything to do with calorie burning.
Okay, talk to Mark.
Yeah,
Mark.
I was just going to say, what are you guys... Because I think you guys are talking about two different things. I think it's okay to do because I think that's the problem we have in life. They think, hey, I get home and I don't have a full hour and a half to put my full workout in because I have to get the kids fed or I have to do this. So that's where a lot of people will get up and walk a half an hour in the morning. They'll say, hey, on lunchtime, I'm going to take my 10-15-minute walk. And then when they come home, they say, you know, I've only got time for a 20-minute walk or a 30-minute walk. You add it up and you've got maybe an hour there.
Right.
Now, is it sustained over an hour? It's not. But is it better than not doing anything? I think that's what we have to remember. If you bite off little bits here and there, you are going to get some gains and you're going to see some successes.
Right.
But getting up and if I got up and walked out the door right now and I went and walked for an hour, I guarantee you, and like just like most people, they probably wake up even just walking the next day saying, holy cow, my quads are sore, my calves are sore. And then, you know, sometimes half the people say, I'm not going to go out and do that again.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Let's you know, doing that 15, 20-minute walk around a couple blocks is great to at least get started with.
Right.
Now, can you build it up to an hour? Yeah. As well as you guys know how it is.
Yeah. Just so I win the bet.
You don't win this bet.
Yeah, I am, because I'm just...
No,
just
you're going back in time, because I actually used to subscribe to Runner's World. Okay?
Oh.
Okay.
John's an expert now.
Well, that's because he subscribed to it.
Okay, but here was...
Just didn't implement
it. He has giant quads also. Yeah. So.
But here is the deal, though. So it was a thing that said you had to get your blood pressure or your pulse
heart
up
rate, right.
to a certain... Yeah, your heart rate to a certain thing.
Well, this is for athletes.
In order to burn calories, though, too, it had to be at a certain rate. And that's... So that's what you're thinking of, Jim, and that's old school. Right, Mark?
Okay. All right. Okay, Mark.
Mark from Bella Sports Medicine, it all hinges on your decision here.
Mark, it is better to walk for a half hour than three walks of 10 minutes.
I
but
say
three
no.
walks of 10 minutes is better than nothing. I think that's what he just said in the last 14 minutes.
I don't think
minutes.
He did, Mark.
I'm saying that we should all put in the time that we can.
Mark's like, I'm saying I'm getting tired of you guys.
The
just
teacher.
I'm saying any exercise is better than nothing.
I agree.
It's probably the best way.
All right. You know what I love okay. about the 10 minutes, though? Because you can do that in the middle of your day. So
absolutely.
Say you need a little bit of a break. You break it up, go just, out, get some
not,
fresh air,
that,
come
that's
back
in. That's
not
what in. We're talking about. But okay, yeah. All right.
Oh, my God.
So, hey, Mark, this March. So it's March 1st today. And we are kicking off, what, National Athletic Training Month?
It is.
Is
it is.
National, from coast to coast?
National, coast to coast.
Wow.
That's cool.
What does that all entail?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a great, you know, I think I've shared this before, you know, so I'm an athletic trainer, but we have in probably the Green Bay vicinity alone, I bet you there's probably over 70 to 80 athletic trainers. And, you know, there's a lot of times people don't even probably know who we are, what we do, and you know what? To a point, that's okay because that means maybe your son or daughter or yourself have never been injured and you haven't had to use them. But it's great. Our areas support so many athletic trainers, and a lot of times where we see them is high schools. You know, and the high schools. You know, your son or daughter gets injured, and you see someone helping them. You sometimes may think it's a coach, but actually, no. We're athletic trainers. A 4-year degree. Now there's a master's of athletic training. We have plenty of institutions at a lot of that are state schools that have the masters of athletic training. And, you know, we're out there just trying to help, you know, help everyone stay safe in athletic events across the board.
We've got a doctor here. That's how she got started, right, doctor?
I was an athletic trainer at Kakana High School.
Yeah.
That's how I led her
you
to
were.
Football. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was great. And I had no clue what I was doing, but I had mentorship, people who were there who were like you, who knew what they were doing and just teaching me. And that really helped to get me interested in medicine.
I think that's awesome.
I think there's a lot of people like that, where mm-hmm. they dabbled or they some people did all of the training and just never took our board exam, but then ended up going off to become an RN or a physician or an exercise physiologist. There's a lot of different professions out there, but it's just having that knowledge that's out there. It's a great profession to be in. I've been in it for 27, 28 years, and it's just a great opportunity. And I think the biggest thing I'm just saying is, you know, it recognize those people, give them a good thank you if you see them, even if it's 2-3 months from now. You know, spring sports are kicking off. But yeah, National Athletic Training Month is this month, and I just want to recognize and thank every one of our athletic trainers in the Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin market.
Awesome.
Right. And they're not only in the schools, but these are the same people we pay a lot of money to in the health clubs, right? When we get a personal trainer, these people have gone to Point. Is Point a good place? Because
well,
that's where my guy went. It's not working on me,
Stevens
but
Point,
I think it works on other people.
No, Stevens Point's got a master's in athletic training.
Yeah, he's got that, Spencer.
UW Oshkosh. There's just a lot of... there's a lot of different programs. At one point when I was coming out, lacrosse was the only program that had an athletic training
right.
major. Now they've shifted to a master's level of athletic training, 2-year degree. And there's lots of different programs across the state, across the region. Some people, you know, I've got friends that are athletic trainers that have gone off and become physician assistants.
Right. And they can make a living doing that too. I mean, that's people will pay for a good athletic trainer. So mm-hmm. I would encourage people. And like you said, we got to thank these people. If it's National Athletic Training Month. Yeah, they do a lot of good for this community.
Love it.
Awesome.
Thank you guys.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. And I just want to back that up. All the high school football events I've done, everything. Mm-hmm. Your people are there. They are fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, fantastic. Great stuff. Mark, Bell and Sports Medicine is awesome. Thank you for always being here.
Thanks, guys. Let's get out and get some walks and steps in.
Let's see
you on the trail. Thanks, buddy. When we come back, we have our big announcement. Mind of the Mayor back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with DesignWorks, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st to get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you to Mark Hughes and Bell and Sports Medicine. So here's our big announcement.
You're getting your colonoscopy.
I want to hear it. Yes.
Live on
We're doing yoga. We're going to break the yoga mats out of their plastic.
I've wanted to do that so many times, and this guy next to me will not do that yoga thing.
Okay.
How many times, Todd, how many times have I said I want to do yoga live on the air here?
We have planned it so many times.
And who's the guy that throws the monkey wrench
in
those plans? We reached
out to Jan. We're going to, she's a friend of yours. Yeah. She did yoga on the deck.
Jan Star. Yeah, let's do it on City Deck. That's our big announcement. Yoga on City Deck.
Okay, see you there. Okay, right now.
No, here's our big announcement. Okay, so we've been having a lot of fun with this show since June 26th.
June 26th, we kicked it off.
First show.
I was very nervous, and you weren't.
Okay. So, here's the deal. We've been having so much fun doing this show for 2 hours every day that we talked to the folks with Civic Media.
Well, they talked to us.
They talked to us. We have an agreement. We are now adding an extra hour to the show.
Isn't that awesome? We are going to be on from 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. every day starting Monday.
It's fantastic.
Isn't it? Our sponsors are loving us. Mm-hmm. The listeners, we get great feedback when we're out in the community doing events and... Civic Media is like, look, you know, you want to go another hour? And, of course, Johnny took care of the negotiations, and it's awesome.
So the Mino and the Mayor will now be from 6 till 9 every morning instead of 6 till 8.
Right. And that's going to be fun.
Text us and let us know what you think. Dennis likes it. Glam Band is all in favor of it. Christy's in favor of it. Cowboy Dave's in favor of it.
And with that, we're adding a few new things.
We got some great features.
Dr. Laura, you're on here, and we talk about health. We have, obviously, Mark was just on. We got a text here.
Oh, my God. I knew it. Wahoo.
Yeah. And we're going to do a little feature on Where Are They Now, which would be very cool, because there's some great people. Oh, can we say that?
Got another one. This is awesome. So what I want our texters and our listeners to do is, I'm going to bring up some different categories we talked about.
Yeah, we have a few categories we're going to be adding.
Okay, so one of them is Where Are They Now?
I like
which
this.
It's going to be pretty cool. And the list that we have, we don't want to mention the names, but there's a lot of people who were here and
it's like, politics,
media,
so-and-so.
Uh-huh. Even people who were on TV with like repetitive commercials, like almost slash annoying. But where are those people now? I mean, they're still living, but what are they doing and what road have they taken? And when you do some research on it, these are all really good people that have helped Green Bay and were very visible. They're
and
still
the whole
helped...
Green Bay up to Noshka. Well,
the whole Northeast, the whole corridor. And they're still in the community doing things, but not as front in the media as much. So that's going to be cool. We got a few people we've talked to, and they're like, yeah, are you kidding? We'd love to be part of that.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And Todd, what is this? Read this text.
So this is, I don't know if my liver can handle all the shots intake already with how many times I hear When I Was Mayor.
That's another
hour of drinking.
But what I want people to do, because this is such an interactive show with our texting and everything like that, if people have suggestions who they'd like to have on for some of these categories, can we do a cooking segment with John? Yeah, okay.
Why?
I actually cooked myself some hamburgers last night.
Wow.
Wow, John.
In a microwave.
Hamburger?
In the microwave.
In the microwave. Ooh,
like a hamburger?
I made
a peanut butter. Whatever. John, a hamburger is... Why would you cook it in the microwave? Too dry.
I don't have a frying pan.
John's birthday is coming up.
Yes.
I got an idea.
They came out good, though. They did. Okay. So we want people to really help us out on folks you would like to hear on this show for our Where Are They Now segment. Okay.
Yes, that's going to be fun.
I'm going to be doing a regular veteran spotlight segment.
Which is
going to be
so great.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
We're going to do a contest called Are you smarter than a mayor? Remember the old, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Yeah. Are you smarter than a mayor?
Than a former mayor.
Did you have a certain mayor in mind?
Yeah.
Still looking for that.
We got to build up the bank for that one because I'm not sure how well I'm going to do
it. So that's going to be a contest.
That's going to be fun.
Yes. And so we got a whole bunch of new segments that we're going to be doing.
Right.
We're going to go bigger with, and we're going to talk to Dennis doesn't know this yet, but from the Glam Band. But we're doing, on Fridays, we're doing a bigger segment in regards to local entertainers, local musicians.
Oh, love that.
Things like that.
There's so much great stuff happening.
Absolutely.
But get this, Doc. It's even better than that. They're actually in studio. They're going to be playing for a while. It's going to be very, very cool.
You know how you said we're making this studio a little more homey? That's for that reason.
I love it.
We'll be live on the air and over the video.
We had the guy who's doing the Garth Brooks thing, but it's so quick. You got 12 minutes, and he could maybe have 20 minutes, play a couple songs.
And I'm even going to perform if they don't show.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
okay.
So we got him under contract.
So, Jim, next Fridays are big. Like, it's the first Friday next Friday with that, right? And you did say that you would get the band back together, Jim.
Yes!
Can we kick it off?
His barbershop quartet.
Jim. That is not going to happen by
Jim.
Friday.
Todd, thank you.
The 26th. I love it.
The 26th.
Listen to Todd, Jim.
You get a lot of stuff done in the city when you were mayor, right? Even today, the stuff you get done every day of your life, telling Donna what to do.
Milton stuff.
That's right.
You have no idea.
Milton, right?
Loving
that dog.
Yes, I do.
Let's do it.
I'm not going to commit to that, but I will.
Oh, no. Listen to me. On our anniversary show on June 26th,
I'll work on that.
If we have to deal with the ping pong ball thing, which is going to be a fiasco,
it's going
to
be awesome.
Then you have to have your group back together, and you guys have to perform on the sidewalk, barbershop quartet.
I don't know if that, I'm not one of them I haven't talked to. I'm not kidding, John. I bet you 25 years. Well, I don't even know if he's still living.
You know what? You got a long
where
time
Where are
to
they
do
now?
It. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Chris.
Tony, where are
we
you
got
now?
We got a text here. Okay. Can you do spotlights on the schools and students?
Absolutely.
Yes.
We talked about that.
That's a great idea.
We talked about that from day one.
Todd, we talked about that from day one. The student of the week, not necessarily athletic, could be someone in academics, could be someone who just did a great charity
musical
project.
Theater?
Oh, absolutely.
Jim's in charge of that segment.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Because I love going to high school plays.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Oshkosh, Appleton, you know, Green Bay. I mean, then there's so much talent along this 41 corridor and in so many respects. And then we're going to continue our spotlight of small business.
Absolutely.
We really like that.
We love that, the small business thing.
That's pretty much fun. And
well,
it's really
two things. The small business or the longevity type business, with the small business trying to help them out, you know, give them pump. Mm-hmm. It's such a tough racket. Or the ones that have lasted for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like we're talking about Riverside Ballroom.
Right.
And what's the secret?
He's coming out.
How are these people, how have these
guy
people.
Guy was a dishwasher and bought the place.
Really?
And I mean, they've survived for 40 years and others last like 5 years. What's the secret?
Right.
So we're very fascinated in that part.
We got a nice message from Nick. Just want to mention this. He says, I'm driving by myself, and I just cheered woohoo out loud.
So, all right. Thank you, Nick. And then the student of the week will probably, I think the majority might be high schools, but we had those college kids on. I don't know if you were listening. I wasn't here, but they developed.
The AI type stuff?
Yeah.
These guys, I want to buy stock in these two.
These guys. And I said to them, these are good kids, we have people from the medical college who come to the homeless shelter and do a meal. And then we have some people from Lawrence and TC. And they're all like, these guys who were on our show have developed using AI facial recognition for attendance. And they're selling it to some universities down south. And I just, so we're serving meal in a homeless shelter. I said, man, you're going to be flying private in a couple of years. He goes, yeah, we are.
They already got big industries talk to them about the whole thing. And they developed this. Two young
good
students
kids, young,
developed this.
But they are good
incredible.
People that part of, they're going to be successful and they kind of know it. And that's okay to have that confidence. But the fact that they're going to be working in a community shelter and doing things for the community is all part of being successful. And you're going to hear that these longevity businesses. Remember when Rick was here, he said that.
Sure.
They're part of the community.
Absolutely.
It's all about community.
Dr. Chris, it's so great having you here.
Thanks. I love hanging out with you guys.
Tell me one more time about your cap.
The Ghost Rods, Kakana Ghost Rods.
Your dad was big into that.
Yeah, he started this club back in the 50s.
What did he have?
They're still together. This group of guys in their 80s, they still hang out at the racetrack in Kakana.
That's
awesome. Cool.
WIR.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Kristen, thanks so much for being here.
Love being with you.
Love having you. And we got Dennis from the Glam Band and Kristen coming up talking about what's going on in the area this weekend. Mind of the Mayor, back after this. Purple flowers ain't got much for.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, the Todd Alma Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
When you're thinking about what to make for dinner, do you consider cow tongue, liver, or kidneys? Probably not, but these guts are highly sought after in other countries. I'm Charity C. Becker with the Midwest Farm Report, and Dean Meyer, past chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, explains how they're working to create new market opportunities for Wisconsin agriculture.
You know, it's checkoff dollars that support this, leveraged with MAP and FMD funds from the USDA, and then industry dollars we put in. And industry dollars meaning if we go into Walmart, say in Mexico, and we tell them we want to do a promotion, they'll match or double. A lot of times they'll double them dollars. So we can get a 24-to-1 return on checkoff dollars, which is one of the highest in the industry, and we're really proud of that. We're proud of how we can leverage our dollars and our broad base in multiple countries around the world.
That was Dean Meyer, past chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Innovation—that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier, Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video, or call 888-557-1020 today.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 417, up 1.25. New crop corn is trading at 463.5, up 0.25. Cash soybeans are trading at 1139.75, that's up 11.5 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 1140.25, and that's up 7 cents. Cash wheat is trading at 577.5, up 6.5 cents. In July, new crop wheat is trading at 576.75, down 2.5 cents. On the dairy side of things, April Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1713, that's down 4 cents. And May milk is trading at 1755, down 22 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 165, down 2 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed at 160.5, that was down a penny. And the double A butter closed down 3.5 cents at 276.5. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
It is going to be sunny and mild today, up to 51 for a high this afternoon. A little breezy with wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. We may have a gust or two up to 25 or 30 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, sunny, 56. By Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. It's time to find out what's up for the weekend. Brought to you by Waterfront Market, your local market at 401 North Washington Street in Green Bay in the City Deck Landing Building. And now, here's Christy Barlamont and from the glam band, Dennis Peters.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. If you heard the news, we're going to extend on Monday. We're going to be doing a 3-hour show, a 2-hour show.
You can do it.
And part of it, my friend Dennis, you're going to be playing a bigger role.
Yes.
You just didn't know.
So we're just, yeah, you didn't know this. So we're going to throw this at you.
All right. Well, I stopped growing some time ago.
Yeah, it's okay. You're like 5'11", aren't you?
But not as a human.
All right.
On a good hair day.
So listen to me.
Yes, sir.
We want to really feature local artists, local musicians.
Sure.
You know, they used to have, remember the newspaper, or not a fly, what was it, The Entertainer?
Of course.
That's no longer around, right?
There's the website. They have the website now, yes.
But that used to be the way that, you know, local bands and everything would get publicized and where they're playing and everything like that.
Yes.
And we want to find a way on Fridays to really accentuate some of those kind of groups. And you know every group there is, and you've made it. You started out with these little bands, and you know what you guys are now, so many of those people are striving for. So, and Todd actually has something to say about that.
Well, I just want to say this, because we got a message from Deanne.
Uh-oh, okay.
Who says that...
I shaved.
An extra hour, I approve.
So all right.
She's all for it. We love you, Deanne.
So that's there official. You go. Here we go.
So we're even talking about this time spot, or maybe a little bit, even 8:30 for or something like that. So we'll talk more, but we would love to have you as be the front person on getting local artists, entertainers on.
And have them and feature them. We had this guy on yesterday who's performing tomorrow night. I'm sure you're going to mention that. Or tonight we're going. We're going tonight to the Garth Brooks thing. But
yes.
And, you know, we just didn't have a lot of time, and he played just a couple lines from a few songs. But here, you see, we've remodeled this studio a little bit more, so we can actually have people on for a half hour. They can play some music and do a little part of their show for our listeners. So that's going to be fun. And but that's one of the reasons we're going to the other hour. And then some of the other things Johnny mentioned, are you smarter than a former mayor? Which is going to be,
no,
that's going to go pretty quick. But kind of the where are they now, I think, is going to be interesting. We've sent out some texts confidentially to people saying, look, we're going to make this announcement. Would you come on as where are they now? And there'll be some people that it's going to be interesting for the community to hear about them. And, you know, like John said, any other ideas people have, we have 3 hours and we're not going to go to music. We're not going to go to national things. We're going to stay local. You know, Oshkosh,
we're not
Appleton,
doing politics.
Green Bay. We're not doing politics. Not a lot. And we're not doing sports. No.
We're going to air our grievances.
Have you ever had a pedicure?
Pardon you?
Have you ever had a pedicure?
To answer that question, hard no.
Okay.
Never, never. Manicure,
okay,
never,
wait.
Ever.
No,
thank
really?
You.
Never.
Thank
ever,
you.
Look at, ever.
Thank you.
Look at my
thank
finger.
You. Thank you.
I mean, as a musician playing 80s music, and sometimes you see guys like Ace Frehley still wears like black fingernail polish. I won't do that.
Excellent.
I've been corrupted as a kid. I saw some people wearing it when I was a kid, and it scared the Bee Gees out of me.
Yeah. Good
so,
for you.
No,
you
I will
just
never.
Get
never.
The clear on. You don't have to get them black.
So they look shiny.
I just figured keep on moving. Nobody will notice anyway.
Very okay. Nice.
But,
thank
but,
you.
But would you support me, though, on my.
I don't think he will.
No, just far be it. For me to stereotype, but don't you think?
Oh, because you didn't stereotype me when I said I had a basket on my bike, did you?
What's that?
You didn't stereotype me when I said I had a basket on my bike.
It saves time. But don't you think morticians are
no?
You're right. You're absolutely right about
you're
that.
You're wrong.
Okay,
can we call Dom real quick?
He's absolutely right
don't
about
call your
that.
Kid. Okay, he's okay, your kid's 26. Up. That's not. No, hey, let me
there's,
call.
There's a thing about that.
Yeah, there is. Okay.
I can confirm
no,
that
John,
with my own
that,
experiences.
John,
no, you guys are wrong.
If there was a male industry, well, I'm going to be careful here, but if there was an industry where a lot of people get manicures, I would think it would be in the funeral mortician business.
No.
Oh, sure.
Listen to Dennis.
I've
he's
experienced
our new,
that.
We just asked him to. Okay.
I've all experienced right. That on my own, too. I was
okay.
Like, there's some. I mean, those are.
7:38. Yeah. We got a lot to do, John.
All right. I'm getting to the bottom of this one.
We're
going
to
have a wait for this. Okay, here's the deal.
Wait, not a wait.
If I win, listen to me. If I win.
Win what?
Here we go.
If I win.
He's going to call his kid.
If I
it's
win.
Like, it's like that one time we were betting on soup. I'm like, he's going to call his chef. He ends up calling
Murphy.
Murphy.
Yeah, Murphy
like,
in the morning.
No, John, this is not a bet.
Listen to me. Are you going to listen?
All right.
Name dropper.
If I win, Donna stays home tonight. You got to sit with me at the Garth Brooks.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not betting. Oh, yeah. Kidding. This isn't that big of a. I'd rather put a couple $100 on it. No.
like on Valentine's Day when he didn't want to go to the basketball right. game with you.
Because of the kiss cam. That's right.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? That, like I said, the two things that are the most illogical things ever why people don't want to hang out with me or whatever, don't want to be around me, was Larry McCarron that time.
Yeah.
In St. Louis, where the hotel screwed up, and we only had one bed.
Best story ever.
And I was going to sleep on the covers at the end of the bed. You probably shouldn't do that. Why not rock and be above the covers at the end of the bed? Think about this. What if there is a fire and they found us together? Okay? That versus Jim not wanting to go to the GB game with me on Valentine's Day because he's afraid they're going to put us on the kiss cam. So that's why he didn't want to go to the game with me.
Two of the best stories ever.
You're okay, though, if it's butt to butt. As a recovering soldier, I can tell you you're okay. You're okay.
Okay.
All right.
Just saying.
All right. What's going on?
You are.
Always. Well,
you guys.
All right.
I'll separate you two, I swear to God.
Christy Varlamin, Dennis Peters, what is going on this weekend?
So over our friends over at the Epic Event Center on Sunday, March 3rd, the doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. It's Flogging Molly, the Road to Rebellion Tour. Are you familiar with Flogging
they're
Molly?
Awesome. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're an American, if you don't know them, they're an American seven-piece Celtic punk band formed in L.A.
Hmm.
Yeah, tickets are $35 to $75 and... It was actually music inspired by Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think of Johnny Cash.
Inspired by Johnny Cash?
Yeah. Like Johnny Cash, like a music on a 45, you spin it, you just spin it a little fast, a little faster. That's what you get.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
So that'll be a good time.
Good Irish drinking songs involved in there. Yeah.
By the way, I was going to mention this. I was on the Post Crescent thing, and Gaelic Storm is coming to Appleton.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. They are amazing.
Oh, yeah. You bet. Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, they've been here a number of times. Yeah, they're
but they're great.
Good. They're great. Oh, yeah.
You know, actually, one of the things I saw at the Widener back in the day was that the Irish dancing group.
Remember I know what you're talking about. That was good.
They were great.
They're fabulous.
That's a word.
Are you talking Riverdance by chance?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Riverdance.
I was making a joke out of it. Okay.
No, the Riverdance was here.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that, actually, but.
Yeah. another big event, you guys, is the 2024 Spring Showcase of Homes presented by Brown County Home Builders Association. That is Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can check out 30 newly constructed and remodeled homes in a variety of sizes and price ranges.
That's always fun.
That's a good time.
And that's, you can get
that's
some
awesome.
Great. And
absolutely.
You, and you get great ideas for your home. It's not like you have to buy a home. You can just say, this is a great,
when
jacuzzis were cool, but now there's such cool things with kitchens and saunas.
I've always wanted a jacuzzi.
You don't have one in your studio?
No, I don't. That would be a nice thing to put in here. I would do that.
I get asked all the time where the pool's at.
Yeah, you'd take a place like this. Would,
it's
you know
right
be cool
down the block to the left
pool.
At the Y.
At the YMCA, right?
Never end a sentence with a preposition.
Have you guys ever?
Come
you know
on
I've
now.
Never done,
what's
though?
A preposition?
Do what?
You know what I've never done?
That's a proposition.
Yeah.
I've never, okay, and I love jacuzzis, love hot tubs, love all that, okay? I've never gone into one at like a hotel if other people are in it that you didn't know.
That's fair.
What? Jacuzzis?
Yeah.
You and Larry didn't go in one?
That is a little.
It's the same rules. It's the same rules.
Yeah, so hairy, that would be like gross.
But
would you go into a hot tub at a hotel if you didn't know the people?
Same rules apply as an ool, man. There's no pee in it.
Dennis taught me what that is. At Tanner's, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, an ool. Yeah,
an ool.
I didn't understand. It's the same thing.
If there's a couple there, I just want to give them their space. You know what I mean?
Right. Totally agree.
Respectfully.
Totally agree.
Yeah, you bet.
And they are timed, so 20 minutes, they'll be out, hopefully.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, just wait your turn. I agree. I'm not community juicies. Community jacuzzis. Juicies.
Wow.
Jacuzzis, man.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Okay.
They sold those at movie theaters.
You
next
just go to American
Vengeance.
We were all in there together.
It's right next to the Raisinettes at the movie theater.
All right.
The juicies.
All right, 7:43. Let's get going. Okay.
Okay, you guys. And then women's basketball. So you can join the women's basketball team at the Crest Event Center. As they take on the Milwaukee Panthers at 1 p.m. on March 2nd, and tickets are now available at the door.
Senior day.
It's senior day. That's
even better.
Come out, honor the seniors.
Yeah.
They had a phenomenal year, and that's going to be fun. And is that tomorrow or is that Sunday?
On the 2nd.
Okay, it's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
At the Crest Center at 2 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
I believe.
Ooh. Right? 1?
Game be over.
1 p.m.
1 p.m. Yep. All right, so let's do that. That's going to be a fun day for the whole family.
And the
All
last
right.
shout-out I wanted to do was the Garth Experience, so the song and stories of Garth Brooks. So that's tonight at the Meyer, and that's at 7:30 p.m.
We're going.
Right on Washington Street in downtown.
And then tomorrow at the Meyer Theater is Symphony Over the Rocks, or Symphony on the Rocks.
Absolutely.
And that's, rock, cool and, that's rock and roll music
we had
combined
Mike
with
Bailey,
Symphony.
Len Nelson and the gang in here yesterday.
We had those guys in here yesterday.
Phenomenal.
That's another thing that would have been cool, even with his accordion, to play a little music, but we didn't have any time. It was like 9 minutes. We got to go. But now that we're going to 3 hours, we can even get a little taste of what they're going to do, because what they're going to do is really, really cool, bringing those two genres together.
Love it.
Beautiful.
Love it. Talented.
And that's almost sold out, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's
fantastic. You know what we're talking about, Dennis? And I brought this up because of a conversation you and I had a long time ago about how you had some people in high school or wherever that if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't have had that motivation, that courage and everything to you know, go up in this music business.
You bet.
And we're talking with Kevin Van Ness, who had so many students at, and here he is, a phenomenal musician. I mean, he's phenomenal. And here he's had all those kids from Washington Middle School that he really, really worked with to help them in music. Those mentors are so important in that business.
Oh, indeed. Without it, I wouldn't be doing it.
And Washington is, you know, it's a public school in a, probably a little bit lower income area. And I've been to Kevin's class. I conducted the band there a couple times. And those kids want to be there. And they do practice. And it's because of Kevin.
He's an amazing 32, person.
32 years he did that. I mean, those kids are a little older now. And you think of the lives he's touched. And Dennis, you do that. There's some other people out there that, you love performing at the moment. But you're also, bringing up a new generation of musicians. And gives them confidence. And, I mean,
look what they can turn into.
Absolutely. But you need people like yourselves and Kevin and Len Nelson and those kind of people. Okay, we're going to settle the bet right now.
I just want to say, it's like barbershop. It's a chick magnet.
Oh, my God.
If you're a good
musician.
Oh, my God.
He just said chick magnet.
Yeah, well, matching outfits. That's beautiful.
We're going to settle a bet right now. What is your thing, Jim, about pedicures or about manicures? Who gets them the most?
Morticians.
Okay. Dom?
Hi.
Hi, Dom. The mayor has a question for you. We have a bet riding on this.
Dom, we're talking about hygiene.
Hygiene?
How are you?
Where did that come from?
Well, I want to get him set up because he's a mortician. And when you look when you see a mortician, they're always wearing suits. Perfectly, they look great and perfectly
groomed.
That's what I'm looking for. And perfectly manicured hands. So I made the statement that I would think if there's an industry where the majority of people do get manicures, it would be the morticians.
Well, funny enough, I don't know statistically how often morticians are getting manicures.
It's 84%.
No, it's not 84%.
Where'd you get 84 from?
I thought
it was on the screen.
Yeah. No. Go ahead, Dom.
But what I have heard is that actually one of my coworkers told me this, that he was told when he was in mortuary school that you should get either your fingers or your toenails done because you don't know when your time will be and when a different funeral director is looking at your toes or your hands, you want them to be nice.
So it's if you're dead, is what you're saying.
No.
So exactly, good looking corpse. Oh, that's totally different, Jim. Win this.
No, he's trying to
Dom,
be funny.
Dom, you don't have
your timings off. You're
Scott
not funny.
Or the ladies you work with, or not the ladies, but does Scott or those people over at Ryan, do they get manicures?
Does Joe get a manicure? He does, and I know he does. But
no, go ahead, Dom.
I think he's gotten a pedicure. I don't know about a manicure. I know the girls will get their fingernails done.
Sure. We're talking about men. We're talking about men. And 18% of men get manicures right now. And
no, it's 18%. Where did this figure
come from? That's general. Okay. I'm talking about, and then in that industry, that's like macro, and then you get into the micro, into this lane of that's significantly higher in the mortuary business.
What the hell is he talking about? The micro, the macro?
Mayor talk.
I got a little time this weekend. I'll do a little research on this. I'm going to prove you wrong again.
All right.
It's usually not this hard.
So, Dom, I'm right, aren't I?
No, he's not. You need to talk to a couple other of your buddy morticians and say, look, do you guys get manicures? And they're going to say, you know what, Dom? Everybody does.
Please report
he's
back
young.
On that
he's only
with
26.
Us,
Dom.
Everybody's doing it. You're nobody unless you get a manicure.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Dom, have you ever heard about guys having guppies chew off your dead skin on your feet?
Ew, guppies. Yes.
John, where'd you come up with that?
Those.
Puppies, okay. Maybe.
I remember seeing those salons in Prague. And, Jim, you know, if you're paying for my manicure or pedicure, then that'll be different.
That ain't going to happen. Thank you, Dom, for proving me right. Glad manicure in the house back after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here with Dennis from the Glam Band and Christy from the City Deck Landing. And this segment's brought to our great friends from Midwest Restoration. I'll tell you what, we got to get those guys in here. We got to get Coyne and we got to get Ryan, one of the great guys from Midwest Restoration. Talk about not only what the great things they do, you know, in times of need, but just in general, what they do in the community is amazing.
Yeah.
Midwest Restoration is one of the cool organizations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Great people, I'm telling you.
Great people.
You
saw it firsthand.
Yeah, they did my house and they needed to, and thank goodness for them.
Yep.
They helped me out and gave me some great advice on how to continue on with doing things for myself to help the house and, you know, good
prevent mold, all those kind of things.
Oh, yeah. And prevent me from being in the house, too. That's helpful. But, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. And
they have a really, really good business model, too. And, you know, sometimes in teaching, you know, they Amazon and, you know, these other, you know, Starbucks. It's like we have that right here in Green Bay. It's a model that is based on customer service. Obviously, a need to do that, which is and then they're so community minded. That is a great. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Example that checks all the boxes for a successful business.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, did you know that the owner, the founder of Starbucks, went to Northern Michigan University up in Marquette?
No.
I just know that he was going to get squeezed out if it.
Do you remember that? The union thing or whatever?
No, that guy's great. He
went to NMU. He played football at Northern.
Manicure or no?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely manicure.
Well, Dennis and Christy, what else is going on this weekend? It's a big weekend for stuff.
Sure is.
Is it?
I think so.
I'm just so excited. It's March.
Yes.
Let's go.
I know, right?
That whole leap year thing was confusing.
I know.
That's taking a big jump.
Yes.
But, so I'm kind of a classic dude. So when it comes to things, to look around to find and do, I try to find something that's kind of neat and old school, if you will, sometimes. And there's a vinyl night going on at the Tap Room at the Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh. And bring an album, they'll play it, and you'll get a drink by bringing a record in. If it's Barry Manilow, he's manicured, by the way.
Oh yeah,
without a doubt.
No question.
Anyway, bring a record album. They'll play it. They'll get you a free drink and stuff like that. Isn't that cool?
So awesome.
What are you bringing?
Grand
Funk Railroad.
There you go.
I might bring Purvis Funk. That was one of my first albums.
Nice.
Actually, you know what the very first album I ever bought was? Neil Diamond's Greatest Hits.
Oh.
My first albums were Neil Diamond's Greatest Hits. Then it was Tommy
from the Who the
Rock. Yeah, that was a good one.
And then it was Ballads of the Green Beret by Sergeant Barry Sadler.
I salute you, sir.
Remember that one?
How could I forget?
Fighting soldiers from the sky.
I think one of my...
Fearless men who jump and die.
I think one of my first ones was...
Men who mean just what they say.
753.
The brave men.
Good morning. Remember, we're going to 3 hours.
That's why we need to go to 3 hours. That's not going to keep any listeners.
Still
love
that song.
No, what one of my first was... No, okay. One of my first albums was Bill Cosby.
Oh, a comedy album?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Sure,
that
sure.
Was funny.
Those were big. Cheech and Chong used to have
yeah, right?
Them.
Oh, yeah. With the paper in there?
Yeah.
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 Anyway, all right, Dennis, what else is going on? So that's what's going on in Oshkosh. Bring an album and you get a free drink. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Wow.
And that is, let's see.
Do you have to keep the album there then? Or can you just bring it there and they play it or whatever?
Just bring it there. They'll play it. You get a free drink. It's at 1009 South Main Street, the Fifth Ward Brewing Company.
That will be fun.
Beautiful downtown Oshkosh.
All right. Nice.
That's a great place. Yeah.
That's my place. That's where I hang out.
It's a hip place. Oh, no, yeah. I could see that being your hang. That's
oh, cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's where the cool people go. All right.
If it was closer to me, I'd be going there too. Matter of fact, I might just find a way to do that sometime anyway.
Yes.
If Todd would ever hang out with us.
That's, yeah. He's kind of.
He gives the thumbs down.
They say it's bi-weekly vinyl night. So, but anyway, nice. So
very vinyl, cool. I love it.
Dust off your
what
favorite
would you
vinyl
bring?
Record.
What were your early ones?
Oh, some of my early ones. Ooh, the first records I've got. This is funny. Same record label, Kiss and the Village People.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
Right.
On Casablanca Records. I got that from our seventh Christmas, I think it was. Seventh. Yeah, I was 7 years old, 7, 8 years old. And for Christmas, here's this Kiss Alive album and Village People.
It's funny. This is the first show we ever had where the Village People have been mentioned multiple times.
Yeah.
Because earlier we were talking about to a Halloween costume thing one time, and I wanted to go as the cop from the Village People. And right. I borrowed the high boots from a motorcycle cop here in town, but my calves were so big they wouldn't fit.
How big were they?
Yeah. So big.
That's not creepy at all.
Well, no. I'm just saying.
All right. Dennis, okay. What else going on?
Should have seen Nick as a construction worker.
Yeah. What was Katie?
She wasn't there.
Okay,
she was there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just a guy thing.
So for our friends in Brilliant, there's the Around the World Dinner Series, and that's it's still going on. And Round Lake Farms, matter of fact, we're actually playing there tonight.
That's a cool place.
Yeah. It's Chef Damon will feature cuisines from Latin America to the Mediterranean, offering an appetizer, entree, and dessert.
Wow.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Doors open at 5 for Cash Bar, dinner starting at 6. And tonight it's Mediterranean and the glam band plays after that.
Nice. Todd, what do you got? A text right there?
Got a text. Busting out Pure Prairie League, his first album, yeah. Still collecting thanks to nice. Rick and Roll Land on Military.
Very cool.
Loved it. Loved Pure Prairie League. Yep. Yep. No question.
All right. A lot going on this weekend. And Johnny, just to remind people again, is that at the Automobile Gallery,
yes.
That's going to be fun. 20 brewers are going to be there showcasing different microbreweries. And then, of course, they got 105 cars there. And that's just going to be a great event and different price tickets. And we just want to support them. It's downtown and people can come. And, of course, there's stuff going on.
And our other brewers that were in here yesterday?
Right. Those guys from on University Avenue.
Noble Roots?
Seventh year?
I think seven, yeah. For Noble Roots.
Noble Roots.
Noble Roots Brewery.
They're launching 2 new beers tomorrow, and these guys have done their research. They know what they're doing. It's a kind of a family, father, son,
mom, sister,
that all
grandma, yeah, grandma, and,
grandma moonshine.
And again, yeah. It's kind of like we talked about with Midwest.
Grappa.
They check all the boxes. Grappa. Great customer service, great product, and it's just it's a fun place to go. So we're definitely doing that tomorrow, John.
All right.
And tonight,
oh, you mean you and I together, really?
Mate, well,
we're gonna do something.
I'll
together,
drop Jim? You off, and then I'll drive around for a little while, and then I'll go in.
Wow.
Are you going to go to dinner by yourself first?
Yeah, I'd buy that. Yeah, bother me a bit. So, but tonight, Garth Brooks.
Adam Lee.
Outstanding.
That's going to be fun. I am doing.
He's a great musician. Good fella. Yeah.
He is.
Go see it if you can make it.
I saw a thing last night, too. I guess I'm on the Epic newsletter, but a comedian in March that we're going to try to get on.
Yeah.
Who's supposed to be really great and does impressions and everything, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, you two together would be perfect.
Now, I know, right?
Between
dueling
the
impressions.
Dueling impressions.
That's the big announcement. John has secured Rich Little.
That's fantastic. Say it ain't so.
Absolutely.
Well, okay. That's going to be fun. So,
All right.
And enjoy the weather, too, right? Like Dr. Larry said,
yes.
Let's get out, walk a little bit, bike a little bit.
I mean, get those steps accounting.
Absolutely.
And congratulations to both of you.
Yes.
I'm so proud
excited,
of you.
Guys.
You don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk, and it's an honor to be here with you guys. We love you.
Thank you.
Starting on Monday, we're going 3 hours, going from 6 till 9.
Woo! You can do it!
Yes. And Dennis, just so you know, we just bestowed upon you the entertainment director.
Yeah.
I'm sweating to the oldies as we speak.
Your business cards are on the way.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
From 8 to 9. So John and I, nothing's really changed.
Anything I can do for you guys.
Dennis, always great having you. Glam band, keep it rocking,
love you guys.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Christy, thanks for everything.
Thank
keep
you.
Keep us informed what's going on. Jim?
Yeah.
See you Monday.
All right.
For 3 hours.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a phenomenal weekend. Mind on the Mayor. See ya. Right on the West Coast, kid. Holiday Road.
I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.